The Issa Rae thing. That was very fucking cringy.
It was cringy
watching
it.
Oh my fucking God. It was cringy
watching
it. So fucking cringy to me because I'm like, I never do shit like mm-hmm. this. And I had to, back to the alter ego, I had to tap into Pod Nas.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program. You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking
Podcast. Welcome to the Music Soul Fest.
Welcome to Essence Fest.
Welcome to Essence Fest. We got a lineup for you. We got Killer Mike, Andre 3000.
We got Janet Jackson in the building.
We got Hologram Michael Jackson. So, you know, welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, a.k.a. Stang.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. A safe space for weird thoughts. Regular people with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers! White people claps in the building once again. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Give us these likes. Give us these streams. Tell us what you tell me that I'm your favorite awkward thinker. In the small description below, when you
don't
click
gotta
that
keep
five stars,
begging our listeners.
I'm not begging them. I'm making sure that.
But it seems like you're trying to win favoritism with them, and it comes off as begging.
So I don't know if you know, but I I'm the favorite.
I don't think so.
I think very much so.
I think you're the favorite amongst certain communities.
I mean, I am the favorite amongst. Is it? You can't call them the gays. You can't.
Can you say the gays?
I don't think you can call them the gays.
The gays.
The gays. I am the favorite among the gays. I am the favorite, you know, and it's every, like a parent, every parent has their favorite child. Mm-hmm. I'm the favorite child.
The gays are your, you know, you're their favorite child.
Per.
Nah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I love them to an extent, and they love me to the fullest extent. So.
The fullest extent of your ass.
The fullest extent of this lovely shape of mine. How you been, man? It's been a minute since we potted. Has it been a minute?
No, it hasn't been. It's literally probably been a week in between that time.
No, it's been
2 weeks. Because we had battles on. No, it's been like a week. We potted. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Last week, we dropped the episode. The week before that, we recorded it.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been angry. I don't know why.
Please. I know. If anybody doesn't know, I know.
First off, no, because it ain't like I be coming at y'all angry and shit.
Nigga, you came in the house like Debo. Niggas was tucking their chain. I literally, nigga,
last
you
night?
Pulled up. Yes, last night you came to the house. All I heard was dun-dun. I seen them fucking lights. I'm like, CJ. I call CJ Dada Man now. I said, CJ, just, you know, act cool. This and this and that. You bust through the door like, doof. You said, you ain't see me call you. About to catch a domestic case.
Good luck, bro. I was already irritated. For some reason, I was just catching strays that day. I was just catching strays out of nowhere. And then, like, I'm calling CJ because it's like, yo, this is something we both need. And just answer the fucking phone. So when I come home and I look and I see this nigga sitting on the couch, he talking about, yeah, I just woke up. No, the fuck you
did. He legit did.
I ain't trying to hear that
anytime,
shit.
Anytime I... For Dada Man, I'm being on his side, man. Dada Man was asleep. He was upstairs. And I was like, damn, where you been? I didn't even know he was in the house. Because when I was sleeping on the couch. And I didn't even know he was on the, he came in. And then I was like, damn, I didn't even know you were asleep. He was like, yeah, I was asleep upstairs. That was literally probably 10. He probably been up for 10 minutes at that time.
So, look, I will say I was kind of irritated by that. But then when he said I was asleep, I called it a fucking day. But it wasn't him. That was just like, you know how it'd be like the icing on the cake or the cherry on the fucking top? It'd be that one smaller thing that's like, okay, well, fuck you and whatever. But I came in already a little irritated. Like I said, I caught a couple strays that day for no reason. And so I'm already coming in. I'm already irritated. I see y'all watching something. And I'm like, my energy don't match the atmosphere right now. So I'm going to just go upstairs. And so, like, that's why he was like, oh, you're not being social. I'm like, not today. I was thinking about coming downstairs a little bit later after I showered. But I was listening to my book, and then I got on the phone with my friends and
I
shit.
I know. I seen you use iKiKi, and I said, we was having a good iKiKi.
It was sad,
upstairs.
Though, because, like, you know, you don't know. Because, like, the person I was on the phone with, her auntie had just passed. So we were on the phone trying to cheer her up and shit. And so, like, we was on the phone and we was just talking shit to each other, and then we just made it funny. I don't know how, but it was a funny ass conversation. I'm sorry. Look, no, because look, I'm goofy as fuck. Don't
oh, really? You're goofy?
I am.
When did this character trait come?
Look, though, shut the fuck up. So, I'm under the influence. Mm-hmm. She like, hold on, y'all. Like, we all on FaceTime. She like, hold on. I gotta put y'all in my pocket real quick. So she throws in her pocket. I'm like, ah, let me out of here. What are you doing? See, this is why I can't have.
No, this is not.
And then, hold on. Because how do we both introduce ourselves and we have a third person today?
So, all right. Yeah, we do have a special guest. We do have a special guest in the building. It's not really a special guest, like I always say. Mm-hmm. It's the person in the back. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's the voice that y'all hear. We can hear our voices now because we got it. But we got Reese in the building with us again.
Black people clap for Reese.
Cut that ass.
Shout out to the hood.
Shout out to the hood, niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all slow as fuck.
What's the deal, y'all?
What up, Sharice? How I feel to be on the mic?
How it feel to be in the front of the bus? You know,
I just do what I do when I can. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Sharice is kind of off camera. She doesn't want to be seen right now. She's like dodging the IRS and shit.
She's going through a change.
She was doing too much betting last year. And they trying to collect that shit.
Why y'all telling all my business?
I'm sorry. I just thought they should
I'm
know.
Just happy that you are coming to work again.
Yeah.
Like, this is a new record. You might get on a fucking wall after this.
This is low-key a promotion.
Yeah.
What can I get? I get some money, finally. I get a check.
We'll
they don't pay. They don't pay their employees.
No, we definitely we pay y'all good. Pay. We
she
make
take
sure.
vacations and everything, PTO, everything
unpaid.
How many times have y'all seen that? Y'all probably every episode that probably had bad audio. This and this and that. It's because Reese want to be
grown
at Turks and Caicos with a bikini thong.
Come on now, with Drake
and with Drake
being fast as fuck, letting that coochie breathe.
So today. Today was one of them days, a raging day for me. I had a lot of shit. This adulting shit is not for the fucking weak. And I keep saying it, but this shit, bro, I think everything today could have went wrong. Like, as far as my car, this and this and this and that. And I don't know what it is about people. They just always try to spark up conversation. Like, first, I'll go to the first place. This old lady is just like, what you, like, we in fucking jail or something. What you in here for? Bitch, to get my car fixed.
Nah. It's a fucking auto shop?
Yes.
What the fuck you think I'm here for?
She's like, what you here for? Like, you want to know? I was like, I'm just getting my tires. She was like, you've been waiting here long. And I'm like, no, but leave me the fuck alone right now. Like, and then, you know, you try to be nice because it is an older lady. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you try to be nice and shit like that. Then it's another dude. I went to another place. The other dude's like, he asked me something and he talks about his car. Now I'm not the I'm in my sassy era. I like all the shit I like. And the nigga, he was talking to me about cars. So me automatically, I zoned out. But I'm like, yeah, you know what? He said, yeah, I got a Cadillac S90 825. And I said, I looked at him and I was like, really, you gotta treat people like how you like try to surprise little kids.
Yeah.
Like, really? Nah. Yeah, I need to hear more about this. So he telling me all about his car. Yeah, I done fixed it up. I done did this, this, and this, and that. No, to mind you, it's a white man, but he talking black.
Mm-hmm. Is he old?
But he old.
Old
is he talking black? Because he like that's
I don't
just
know
how
if
he
was
raised.
I don't know. He turned a knob and he was like,
because them motherfuckers they code switch. That's a good thing. They code switch for sure.
So he was like, yeah, I just got a this and that. And I put it in, and I said, they said something about my car. I'm trying to listen to the mechanic. He was like, yep, that would do it. This and this and this. I'm like, bitch, I wanted to be like, shut up. Like, this is not your fucking car.
So this ain't even a mechanic. This is just another nigga getting his shit worked up.
Yes,
you better. Why are we having this conversation? Why are we having this conversation? It's not to be an asshole.
No, it's to be an asshole. It's just like, I think we need to be more of an asshole when it comes to, I don't like small talk. Stranger danger is for a fucking reason. I don't not like knowing shit. I will pretend to know shit so I won't, this is probably for me, so I won't feel dumb. Mm-hmm. But I don't like small talk, because if you get a lot of like, right, oh man, yeah. If you're getting a lot of ad libs, best believe this
I'm an ad libber. I'm not gonna lie. I'd be half listening to your shit. I'd be like, yeah, that shit crazy.
If I hit you with that's crazy. Yep. Oh, I ain't listening to
it's
the
over.
Shit. It's over.
I ain't heard shit. And I'm going to be like, say that again.
Right.
Because I ain't heard shit you said. And I feel like you might have just said some shit that I needed to repeat back to you. I'm not a small talker either.
It's especially with old people, though. You know, you'd be like, you know. It's not personal. You said what?
I said it's not personal, though, when I do it. It's just like, I don't know, my mind be elsewhere. Like, I'm listening, but I'm like, not listening.
Ooh, just because I feel like, for me, I struggle with small talk when I'm on the phone. Don't do small talk with me, motherfucker. We could text small talk.
Yeah.
Don't try to create no little ass conversation with me over the phone, especially while I'm in the middle of other shit. Like if I got people around me, you hear shit going on in my background, hang up.
Yeah. I hate masturbating and then I gotta answer the phone.
I won't answer. Whoa. I will not answer. Unless it's like my mother ends up calling.
That's the thing.
But sometimes I still hit that shit because I can't get back into the rhythm how I would like to afterwards.
You know, it's so crazy. I be thinking about this shit.
Like,
wait. It's a reason. It be like, you be doing it. Like, you, like, say if you be masturbating and shit, and then you do get a phone call from your mom and shit like that. And it's like, whole time my mom could be somebody could be robbing her.
I gotta choose between this nut and this phone call.
Right. So I was like, it's really between the porn and my mom at this point. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, yo, I can't.
That'd be my only thought. It'd be like, okay, is she safe right now? Do I know that she's safe? Now if I just got off the phone with you a few minutes ago or you was on the group chat a few minutes ago, I know you good. I call you back after I finish up here. Exactly. But yeah, I'm gonna have to. I don't like being interrupted while I'm masturbating. Malik has done that a couple times.
Really?
Yes. That night I had to scream at him.
Oh, you was masturbating?
Yes. And it was just, the nigga will knock on my door out of nowhere. Don't knock on my door after 9 o'clock. I'm touching myself. I'm minding my fucking business.
Yes, yes. It's a sacred time.
Okay. Once I go upstairs, I'm upstairs. If you need something from me, text me. I'm touching myself. Leave me the fuck alone.
I'm starting to
disgusting.
Listen, I'm starting to get to a
this
point.
This is a safe space for weird thoughts,
yes,
Charisse.
It is. I'm really starting to get to a point where it's like, y'all about to hear Twitter at this point. I'm tired of listening to shit on me.
Because I be trying to turn that shit up a little bit. But I just don't want motherfuckers to know what's going on. But sometimes, like, I be like, fuck it. They know. Because sometimes I hear y'all down there laughing. I be like, oh, maybe they hear me then. So I be like, fuck it.
Sometimes I just be. Listen, it's like a cigarette.
This is a freaky ass household.
Cause it's natural. It's just a little jacking off. It's not gonna kill nobody. And it's like, I know we all do it. It ain't like we all downstairs in the living room doing it together. But it's like, motherfucker, once I go upstairs, give me my personal
jerking. Circle jerking, like a
give me my fucking time and my space so I can do what I need to do. Cause especially if I had a long fucking day. If I had a long day, I need this. This is like my good night. This is how I go to sleep.
Twitter is really a porn site now. You don't have to go on porn.
I don't even.
Oh, not even Twitter. Shit is on TikTok and Instagram now.
I ain't gonna lie. Porn is so worldwide. I seen that shit on Temu.
Yeah. Listen. You were fucking dummy. But no, this. Cheyenne just sent me this video of this. It's this girl. She arguing with her dude. They in bed. And you can't really tell what's going on at first. But she like, yeah, he a cheater. He this and that. He said, shut the fuck up.
And hit her over the head with the dick.
Hit her in the mouth and then stuck it in her mouth and was she was
what?
All you heard
in
was
what
the sucking sound.
Was that on?
TikTok shit be going on TikTok.
It is some porn. It is some porn on TikTok because it was like they'll crop it, but you'll like know the motion. Yeah. Like it'll be from stripped from alive and shit like that.
And on Instagram, I've seen the shit
Instagram,
on Facebook too.
Well, Facebook, hell
no, catch maybe one or two porn clips on Facebook, but that shit get taken right off. Now that shit is just sitting on there with no change or nothing.
I don't
that
be on Facebook. I feel like that is for legit a family audience. No porn need to be there. It need to be fucking church groups and shit like
you know,
that.
That's literally what consists of my
That remind me of Hooters. I was just at Hooters the other day.
You freaky ass nigga.
I went with my frat brothers. They freaky as fuck. But I'm looking around. Number one, stop putting these skinny ass little white girls in these fucking shit that's supposed to show their ass. Mm-hmm. I don't need no chiclets and shit running around.
You don't want to see them elbows.
I know. I'm sorry. That shit be looking trifling. Don't. And it just be like, bro, Your ass is saggy, and you know your ass is saggy. And that's not the body shame. I'm not, you know, who am I to body shame? But I'm looking around. This is a fucking kids' party. Why the fuck is it kids in here and Hooters out of all places?
You know why? It makes sense, though. I'm gonna tell you why it makes sense to have a birthday party. Was it for a boy?
These were kids. It was boys and girls there.
Okay, well, I can only speak for the males, and I can only speak for the boys. But you know, when you're younger, you get breastfed. It's titties, so it translates. They'd be like, "Oh, it's just a bunch of titties around," and from a young age, you might develop liking titties.
So why the shorties ain't? Why we ain't saying the same thing for the little girls?
They might like titties too. They might need to see. Honestly, they might see the biological makeup.
Stop. Just let's stop. I just feel like that shit was inappropriate to have your kids in Hooters. I just feel like even Hooters. Hooters itself is inappropriate.
Look at where we live. You can't.
But Hooters is all around. But I'm just saying it's kind of set up so you can have these old ass men come in this little establishment with these young ass girls. These girls be 18, 19, freshly out of high school, hopefully, or whatever, and they be young as fuck, titties out, ass out, and it's a breeding ground for fucking perverts.
Yeah, I've seen when we went, I think I went like 2-3 years ago.
Did you get a pink straw?
What's a pink straw?
I've never been a Hooters.
Stick it up their vagina.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
You're fucking lying.
I'm dead ass serious.
Is that a thing, Sharice?
What?
Where Hooters, they stick up.
I ain't saying just Hooters. I'm just saying in them kind of environments.
Whoa.
At Twin Peaks, they do that shit too?
Probably.
I've never been a Hooters or Twin Peaks.
This is my second time being at Hooters. Hooters is not it for
it's
me.
It's nasty.
Like,
the food is gross.
It's disgusting.
The food was trifling as fuck. My food came out, and I was just like, outer tenders. If I don't know what the fuck you got, I'm ordering tenders to be safe. So I order tenders. I get the fucking tenders. The shit rubbery as fuck. And then it's like, if I say fry that shit hard, I mean keep that shit down in the fryer for an extra few minutes, like 2-3 more minutes. I don't know what the fuck they definition of fry hard mean, but it don't be the same thing as me. That shit came out rubbery as fuck and pale as fuck. Like, the shit was light skin. I'm like, yo, what is this?
Right.
And that was the first time, you know, when it comes to sending my order back, I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
That was the first time I stood 10 toes down and said, I was really broke, though. I couldn't afford to eat that shit.
I ain't going to lie. We going to have to probably update your music. You're not in your music taste. Your
food.
Your food palette, bro.
Nigga, I have a decent food palette.
No, you do not.
I do. I eat all kinds of things. I just don't be into, like, wasting my money on shit.
But I think we need to do like a thing. Like, I'm gonna start bringing like little like more different ethnic foods, probably on a pod, you know, for content. Let's say content.
I fuck with ethnic. Well, I think I could fuck. When I say ethnic food, I mean Chinese, and that'd be like the Chinese food, like
that's
the shit
Americanized.
We used to.
Chinese
the Americanized
food.
Chinese food, or I fuck with some tacos.
You're such a nigga.
I don't give a fuck.
Like,
I fuck
you
with
like point. Calamari and
no.
Like,
see?
I don't fuck with squid. I don't believe in anything with more than four legs. Yeah. When I was a kid, like literally young.
It's an
octopus. I'm sorry. I don't believe in eating. Them motherfuckers are aliens. Bitch, what is you doing in this ocean? Why are you this smart? Where the fuck did you come from? They don't even have an origin.
Some garlic aioli sauce, nigga.
Shrimp ain't smart.
Shrimp tastes the same as calamari, nigga.
I don't fucking know that because I'm not trying calamari.
It's just a little bit more chewier than the shrimp is.
I don't be liking chewy shit either. Yeah. I don't like chewy shrimp.
Oh, it's strict around here.
I'm trying to, but like, even with the steak, like, you don't fuck with like medium steak. Like, you don't want no pink in your steak. That's why I need
I'm not
you to
no
grow
fucking
up
cannibal. I like for my food to be cooked. We are not cavemen no more. We ain't got to go out and bite the fucking animals.
But it's so much like with the steak, even if you cook it at a little bit of pink.
That shit is bloody and I'll be good. I'll be
fucking with
my steak.
I don't
know what it is. Just since I was always a kid, pink anything that if that shit is besides a little pussy, if that shit pink, I don't want it.
I ain't gonna lie. I need my steak to look like it got a menstrual cycle going on. I need it to look like it need a heavy, always
that
heavy duty
gross
pad. That's
that
what I need.
Gross.
That's
fuck?
I need my steak to be like, you got a pad in there?
That shit is gross. The purple pack.
I need my steak to say, I started.
You a fucking idiot. You are a fucking idiot. I can't do certain shit. I'm a texture person too. Like, when it comes to eating food, I need to make sure everything is right. And that I do struggle with going out to eat sometimes because the shit don't always be how I want it. Like, we went to Cheesecake Factory. I wasted my fucking money. I was so salty.
Fucking Cheesecake Factory.
I was so fucking salty. The first time I went, it was decent. Right. It was decent. That second time when I went with y'all niggas, it that was shit was so, so fucking trifle. I should have took that fucking food back. I should have ordered that shit back and told them keep that shit.
I should have got my money back on that.
Some pasta. It was it was the same pasta I had the first time I was there.
It was Cajun.
It's the one shit I make with rice.
Yeah, it's a Cajun pasta.
Yeah, it's like a Cajun
but it's
pasta.
A specific kind. It's the shit that I make with rice. Jambalaya. It was jambalaya pasta.
Oh shit!
But the fucking noodles was all soggy as fuck, and then. Like, they were too overcooked, and then it was just, I noticed different noodles in that bitch. And so, I don't, shit like that throws me off, too, but I was hungry. I'm like, all right, maybe I'm tripping.
That shit was gross. I ain't gonna lie. It was mad gross. Let's get a little bit more personal. We give y'all annual, what y'all like about the pod, and y'all like our heart-to-hearts, our realistic things and shit that we got going on, and let's talk about your transition that's going on right now.
So, yes.
Bitch.
No.
like, transition?
I'm
I identify as...
Wow.
Sure. Low-key in the middle of, like, quitting my job, and it's really weird. And remember, I was bringing up liminal spaces to you. Liminal spaces, that's an internet term, I think. But liminal is just like being at the point of one side of the boundary. So either you're on this side of the threshold at the beginning, or you're on this side at the end, or some shit like that. Yeah.
So is this one of them things where you're going to get like hooked on this word? Like, we're going to hear this word for the last 3 months.
It was
3 months.
A good word. I won't say I'm hooked on the word, but it made me think a lot, because in this, like, in the middle of quitting my job, I'm starting something new. And so that's put me in a liminal space. That's put me at the start of something. So I don't know what the fuck is coming next. I don't really know. I kind of what to expect and everything, but at the same time, I'm in this weird ass space and I don't really know what's gonna come next or whatever. But
ask me why I'm quitting my job.
That's what I was going to get to. That I was letting you finish. why are you quitting your job?
I'm quitting just because I need change. I feel like
says a person that don't like change, but go ahead.
I'm getting to like change. I like good change. I just don't like change that's unexpected. But I'm at this point in my job where I feel like I've done a lot. I've done more than what I could do. And I don't feel appreciated or valued the way that I feel like I need to be. And not just within my specific place of work, but just in general, like the way shit move now, people aren't valued. Workers aren't valued the way that they should be valued. And it's always this, it's like this thing or this culture of wherever you go next won't be as good. Like you'll never get it as good as you had it here or whatever. And so like on my path to trying to find a new job, I was really worried about that. Because this isn't the first time I've come close to quitting my job. Like I go through this cycle of wanting to quit my job every few months, and I'll be like, okay, I apply for jobs and shit, and then I'll be like, I'm good. I'm not going to leave, because then things get a little bit better.
So do you feel like a failure when you be like, all right, I'll quit this job? Like, you know how like that new era of social media, like if you quit something, you're not really good at what you do.
I won't say a failure necessarily, but I feel like I watched my father stay at the same job up until he died. And so like, and I watched my auntie work the same job up until literally right now. She's still working that same job. And so I always looked at that and respected that because I'm like, you can hold down a job. That shows something about you and your character. And I did used to have this idea that if we stand by a job, we stick through it, and, you know, we keep working, that means something for us as a person, as a worker or whatever. That's something I could take with me. Up until just recently where I realized, like, my auntie talks shit about her job so much, she hates working there. Mm-hmm. But she's been there for like 15 years now. She's been there since I was a little ass kid. It's been over almost 30 years at this point. But she hates her fucking job. And she always talks about how she hates her job. She doesn't feel valued there. And she wants to quit, but her fear is not finding anything better. Yeah. And so that was me, I feel like. I kept thinking, like, what if I don't find shit better? What if things don't work out as well? Or what if, you know, I just miss it? Because I do, don't get me wrong, I fuck with my coworkers. My coworkers are cool as fuck. The work environment, for the most part, is cool as fuck. It's really shit outside of our control. We are the little men. Mm-hmm. So it's shit outside of our control. But I was thinking back to my auntie, and I'm like, I don't want to be like her. I don't want to be like working a job that I really don't like or don't have enough love and care for. And at the same time, what I'm doing, I feel like I'm working with kids and shit. So I'm like, I'm impactful. But because of the things that are going on, I don't feel like I'm being able to bring 100% of myself to work. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm kind of limited in what I can do, or I feel like I look at myself, I'm a flame. And sometimes it feels like, don't fucking look at me.
Good.
But sometimes it's like my flame is suffocating, mm-hmm, because of the restraints of the job or the constraints of the job or whatever, and just the atmosphere of how we have to work.
It's the real shit. Like I know I've been down in the dumps, but like really just trying to figure out a way. There's so many things that you go through, even with the shout out to the Wholesome Black Girl podcast, because this is where I found out with the Issa Rae joint. I applied. One thing before I get into that segment, this is why I don't appreciate the people that quote unquote say they support me. I'm gonna keep it cute. Mm-hmm. But if I'm posting something positive that I'm trying to change, well, not change my life, but y'all see that I'm putting forth the effort to do something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm saying, hey, not in the link in the bio. Just comment this just so they can get the right eyes. I didn't really get prepped. The people that did it had edits through. I was in the car. You see me. I only had like an hour left. Mm. And I had to Zoom and hurry up and shoot something. Mm. You know what I mean? But showing my creativity, I used a water bottle like I was accepting the Emmy or Golden Globes. Like I used that in my head. Like I can't really get this message out. But I'm going to just use this to show my creativity, to act like I'm making a speech about how, mm-hmm, creativity is giving me my opportunities. Nonetheless, going back to it, if I say something ignorant, I'm going to get all the comments in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that what fucked me up. Because, mm-hmm, it's like, y'all only love me for the ignorance. And that's how I felt. Like, it just felt like if I stop doing all this and if I change who I am, not change who I am, but just change my whole persona or character, mm-hmm, well, I still get the same support. But I got to say, oh, if she got an LED lighter, but 60, 78 comments. If I'm saying, oh, please, mm-hmm, I'm trying to get this thing going for myself. This is a great opportunity for work.
That's what Charleston comments. White said.
Yeah, 10 comments. And it's ridiculous. So now I got to cosplay somebody that I'm not.
You know,
I'm not going to do that.
What's crazy, a lot of times, Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok, I don't give a fuck what it is. If I see you and I went to school with you, or I even know you, or we from the same city, and you trying to promote something that you're doing, you're working on, I literally have no problem sharing that, putting that shit out there, sending it to whoever it needs to be sent to. I'm not sharing shit and then being like, oh, I need you to come and say thank you, I need you to say this, or I need you to do this for me now. But I'm sharing shit because I realize, like, we all have aspirations. We all got dreams. We got goals, and we trying to get there. And really, all it takes is for us to be supportive of one another. And like you said, if I'm doing bullshit, y'all are very engaged or active. But the moment I'm trying to do some shit and I'm showing, like, yo, I'm trying to prosper, I'm trying to better myself, now it's a difference. And it's like this, the way that you – there's a lack of support, and it's like, why? Why is it that when I'm trying to do good and I'm trying to do something positive, why is it not interacted with the way that my bullshit is.
I feel like people don't give a fuck about the grind, and they just care when you get there. Yeah. Like, people don't want to help you get there and help you make, like, whatever money you want to make or get to whatever goal you want to get to. They just care about when you get there. That's when they want to support you, when you're already there, you already have the money, you already are established and everything like that. The grind, people really don't give a fuck about it. Unless it's your friends, your close, you know, your close-knit friends and stuff like that. People do not care about no grind. Yeah. They don't want to help
you.
Huh?
Her shit. It's, you don't think it's a little late? No. I agree, though, because I feel like with the grind and shit, people like a good after story. Don't nobody want to hear about your struggles while you going through it and while you coming up. But you tell a motherfucker afterwards, yeah, I had to sleep on the floor and I had to do this and I had to do that. And motherfuckers would eat that shit up and be like, bro, you this and that. I know. Motherfuckers would be like, you this and that, and I fuck with you because of this. But it's like, yo, bitch, while I'm on this fucking floor, hand me a pillow. Fuck what you talking about. Fuck. I don't need the shit to be glamorized. I don't need you to make me, like, I don't need you to hype me up afterwards. I need you to hype me up during the shit. I need you to help me along this fucking path. I shouldn't have to say I had to go through some fuck shit or I had to be fucked up in order for niggas to be like, oh, well, I can support you. Why do I got to paint myself as this person? That's kind of like what Van Gogh, like, this nigga... A lot of us need to just believe in ourselves while we are there and in the moment. We just got to believe in ourselves. And I'm pretty sure Van Gogh believed in himself because he was still painting. The nigga never stopped painting. He painted up until the day he died, damn near. Yeah. So that's him believing in himself. But I also know, again, motherfuckers love to come afterwards. Because I'm pretty sure people were aware of his paintings. His paintings didn't just be like, oh, one day they were bad, then the next day they were good. Times do change and eras change and what we like and what we, but that shit's been sitting on the wall for hundreds of years now, or however long a nigga been dead. Cause one of these motherfuckers died in like the 60s.
No, not Van Gogh. No, no,
Picasso.
No, Picasso probably was 70s, 80s.
Right. One, but the way they make that shit seem is like that them niggas died hundreds of years ago almost. But my point is, people will wait for you to die to celebrate you. Motherfucker, that's you need to be living in this moment presently right now and celebrating yourself. Because you just, and I'm listening to this book too, and this nigga, he's describing a takeover, and he's just like, sometimes you have to, in order for people to think that you're a king, you have to name yourself as king. You have to tell people, hey, I'm king. And then you get a few motherfuckers to believe you, and the world will follow after. Motherfuckers don't say Beyonce for no reason.
And you just got to be a Daenerys. As simple as that.
Jacaras, bitch.
Yeah. But no, like, that's, you know, because I know you got to go and shit. Just to wrap that part up, it's just like, you know, we have our supporters rants about every 6 months, about every 3-4 months. But no, like, that, it's real shit, though. Like, sometimes you feel unappreciated from your peers because it's like, I know you see this. And I'm not asking you to repost every single thing, but if I'm saying in my heading caption or you watching it or something like that, y'all know, especially for me, well, not even just for me, for us, honestly, y'all see we trying. Like, we don't give y'all no fake shit. We give y'all our real rugged ass lives, you know what I mean? And we give it our all every time. Like, I say this all the time on the camera, we give it our all. It may not seem like it to you, but we are still two niggas. Well, two men. I don't want to say niggas. We're two men that work regular jobs that do have awkward interactions, but we just are just, we're regular. We're not saying like, oh, we want to be celebrities and this and this and this and that, but we do want to change our lives. We don't want to always sit behind a desk or treatment for a child or whatever the case is. We trying to live a different life. You know what I mean? Yeah, this might be a different outlet. We might have something different or something else may push us to a trajectory where we want to live. This might not just be the thing for us, but it's not, it's just one of those things where it's just like, we got to stop who to support, you know what I mean? I think it's in this aesthetic to support a certain person. You have to fit an aesthetic to to be this type of person that I need to support. Like you said, you have to have that struggle story. Not everybody has a fucking struggle story. I will say my struggle story until somebody's willing to hear it. You know what I mean? A homeless person on the street got a story. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I just look at it as, if you see somebody trying and you trying to, they trying to be successful in whatever the case is, you probably don't want to be an actor. You might want to be the best engineer. So what is the problem of you reposting somebody that wants to be an actor, their reels or commenting under their post? What does that, you feel like, I think that's people's sense of power. Like, I could have did this for you, but I know you need this. And this is like panhandling, you know what I mean? Social media panhandling. Hey, guys, I need you to do this and this mm-hmm. and this and that. And it's like, no, I don't want to give you my dollar, but I'll get another one dollar because you got a dog.
People do that.
The mm-hmm. sick thing is like literally when we go viral, and we've said this before, people we know and see on a regular will then all of a sudden be like, oh, they're into the conversation when it's viral. But it's like we are saying the shit all the time or on a regular or it's already being posted, bro.
Exactly.
Why are you waiting until other people are catching on? Because to me, that then, not a fan of us, but you're a follower at that point. Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be that you wait till shit catch fire for you to be like, oh, I'm going to support it. I'm going to fuck with it at this point. Because there are a couple people who we went to school with or who we know who support us regularly, who mm-hmm. always comment or who just make a habit of commenting or even just sharing whatever the fuck we posting at that time. And there are people who we interact with damn near daily who are always like, oh, this and that, this Charisse. And this, but y'all don't share. And I'm not saying you have to necessarily share our shit. I'm not one of them people. I did have a moment, but you don't necessarily have to share. But I do notice when y'all don't. I notice that you sharing other people's shit. I notice that you post dumb shit. If you can post dumb shit on your page, you can post our dumb shit on your page. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be little shit like that.
Y'all wanna post Miranda, daddy.
Am I your baby?
Y'all want to post that shit, and half of y'all don't even got niggas in jail. Y'all just want to post the shit because every girl posting it, ooh, out the bam, X, Y. Listen, we know real motherfuckers is holding niggas down for real.
Whole time, nigga. You
alone. We know real niggas. Niggas been holding niggas down for about almost 5 years.
Gang, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We know motherfuckers is holding niggas down for like 5-6 years now.
Y'all hoes ain't doing shit.
Y'all ain't doing shit.
The nigga gone for 2 weeks. You fucking.
Now you complaining about some shit Keith Lee said. Last thing, and I know we gotta go, but last thing, we wanted to talk more, so I'm looking at the board, and it says cringy or confident. I know you had this thing where it was like, I can only say this for the Issa Rae thing. That was very fucking cringy.
It was cringy watching
it. Oh my fucking God.
It was cringy watching it.
So fucking cringy to me because I'm like, I never do shit like this. Mm-hmm. And I had to, back to the alter ego, I had to tap into Pod Nas. Mm-hmm. And I really, when I watch the Pod, I'd be like, I hate this nigga. Mm-hmm. I hate him. but it was so cringy to fucking watch, bro. Oh, my God.
It's sometimes like, if I'll be downstairs by myself, and I'll go on Instagram, and I start making a video. And when these niggas will walk downstairs, and that'll make me shut down completely. Because I'm like, part of, in my head, stepping outside of my body, I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are to be over here? Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's like they walking down, so they hear exactly what I'm saying, and I'm just talking into the fucking phone. It's like, who am I talking to?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
Black people childish, though, because you could be doing anything. Black people, oh, this nigga on his phone doing a video. Black this nigga sticky. Like, they gonna do that all the time. Like, you can have an umbrella. Oh, this nigga got an umbrella. Nah, it's but,
and part of what it is, though,
so umbrella-y.
The cringiness or the fear of, like, or like when we see cringy shit, I feel like it's a lack of confidence. Like, it's not necessarily that it's cringy or that it's bad. Like, me, motherfuckers do this shit. If a motherfucker can go to Target and take their tripod with them and their camera with them and record themselves getting out of their fucking car, record themselves walking into Target, then come back and get the camera and set the shit up so they can keep going through the store, I can sit up here and tell motherfuckers, hey, wash your ass before you go to sleep tonight without it being a problem. But I do think sometimes it'd be a lack of confidence in ourselves where it's like we see things as cringy or we feel like, oh, people shouldn't do this because we don't have enough confidence to do it ourselves because we aren't brave enough.
I think sometimes. Sometimes. The motherfuckers be looking stupid as hell.
Some shit do be cringy.
When that nigga
but,
was in there like, if I walk past you like this, how would you?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's
lame
as hell. That is
lame. I don't wish I could do that at all.
You know what I hate? But I feel like we would do it. Like,
I don't,
the interview and shit.
Know.
How do you feel about this?
That,
but
yes.
We, yeah, we, I but think that's cool, like, though. I feel like that's more like not your reaction. Yeah. Like, this is other people. Like, I'm just getting other people's. Cringy to me is we about to do a flash mob at Walmart. That's
cringy. But I would. I'm,
I don't want
to
do
it's
that.
It's cringy as fuck. But I'm not. I would love to do a flash mob.
No, number one, you can't dance for shit.
And I can't not dance for shit. I'm like insecure of doing a flash mob. It's like. That shit
look so fun. Illegal. Niggas took their time, spent some energy, learned some moves and shit, and then was like, we go do this shit out in public. We go do this together. And then when they do it, it looks nice, though. It looks very well choreographed and everything. Like, when they was doing flash mobs in 2010, and I was looking at that shit, I was like, oh, I'd love to be a part of a flash mob. Yes, it looks cringy, but it's only cringy because it is. It's that fear of like, oh, how would I look doing this shit? Because
I don't even feel like I look stupid, but it's just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like,
you know what's so crazy? I look at that like Greek life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like being a part of Greek life is the most cringiest shit in the world.
It can be.
Because it's just like, I don't, like, that's like me having
to do calls and shit.
That, and if it's like, I feel like a fucking, like, I got the super Spider-Man. Yes, yeah. On underneath. It's like if I see my friends like strolling in the club, I'm like, please stop that.
That is cringy because it's like,
please stop that shit.
Some shit be like, keep it in its own fucking environment. It needs to stay in its own environment. And when you do take things out of, I think that might add to it too. When you take things out of its environment, it looks cringy.
Like I strolled during New Year's. Like Nick, he was like, yeah, we gotta stroll this and this and that. But I'm like, y'all know me. I hate if it's a non-college type of party, I really hate to stroll any way type of
form. It'd probably be really, like, annoying because be like, certain people don't know what the fuck going on.
Imagine the hood nigga, what set you were?
Like, even worse because somebody who don't know what it's about try to do it, you'd be like, whoa.
Yep. Right. Or they like, them motherfuckers out there practicing dance moves and shit. Who the fuck come up with a choreographed dance? Is this Step Up?
And that's what I feel like, bro. I feel like a high school musical.
Literally.
Where are you now? Some shit like that. Like, I don't know. That's cringy shit to me. Like,
but as cringy as that, I fucked with High School Music. I fucked with the singing out of nowhere and the, like, everybody else just go. When them motherfuckers was in there, no, no, no. And everybody was like, stick to the status quo. That shit was raw as fuck. And it's like, if the world just follow along, imagine you just coming out singing one day and everybody else just like pick up after you.
The birds
like,
are chirping. The birds are chirping. So, like, no, for real, like, I don't
think
know.
It would be funny as fuck.
I don't, it's just, like I said, like, it's a lot. I think that's just, like, you know, of course, we're gonna go back to childhood shit. Like, it's like, look at man doing that dance or something, like, or do your dance in front of everybody. And you're like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I was just doing that in my room.
It's embarrassing. It's like, it is a little bit of insecurity. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit of insecurity as I'm thinking about it.
Because I remember, I think I was, my cousins was doing a dance group. And, you know, they was like, oh, look at you. Like, it's like a passive aggressive, like, I see you, like, I'm trying to support you. But it's an alternate motive to your, oh, I see you. Fuck is you saying you see me for? Leave the fuck alone.
Well, what if it's a legit I see you?
Yeah, but I don't like it because you try to make me.
But it's something in us that makes us feel like that. It'd be like,
because you feel seen and we don't get to be. I feel like what it is in that moment, I'm acknowledging that I see you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't get that. We don't get the I see you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, niggas that say I see you, but that. Literally, that's them acknowledging us.
I feel that because when somebody, like, compliments me on anything or, like, just, like, my work or whatever, in my, like, body, I feel like, what the fuck are you trying to do? Like, it gets me, like, weird. I don't know.
She said, don't compliment me on shit that I'm doing.
Yeah, but I love it.
I love it. It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get to?
If you need to, quit that fucking job. For real, though, like, do whatever is, like, best for you and what is necessary for you. Like, there are going to be times where I feel like you're going to go through life and you're going to be like, oh, I need to stick this through for these people or for this. If that shit is not for you and you don't got kids, do that shit for you. Do whatever you need to do for you. Don't be selfish with shit and don't be careless with other people as you do shit for you. Do shit for yourself without causing harm to other people. But yes, if you get an opportunity and you feel like you need to take it, take it. And then don't stop doubting yourself. Stop doubting yourself, because I think a lot of times we do doubt ourselves, and that doubt will stop us from getting opportunities. Or we put, again, I believe in the universe and us putting energy out there, and what we put out there is what we get back. And if I'm telling myself I'm not good enough, then I'll never believe I'm good enough. I'll never expect that I'm good enough to receive the things that I'm meant to have.
Just to add on to that, because that's going to be a part of my positive message. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know who the fuck you are. And I think that's what it is when it comes to when they say, oh, I see you. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, this is not you. I've been this the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that now I'm allowed to become who the fuck I am. Now I'm standing on who the fuck I am. It's mm-hmm. like somebody saying, yeah, I know I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. You looking at them like, nigga, you ain't going to do shit. Woo up the band. But and then that confidence that they have or they exude bothers you. Mm-hmm. So I think that you, anybody who's going through a time creatively, regularly, job wise, you know who the fuck you are. You know what I mean? People don't need to catch up on who the fuck you are at all. You know what I mean? Keep continuing your path. And if you need to change some shit, if you always, oh, you always stay with the job. Yep, because I'm going to keep leaving if I'm not appreciated. So that's my positive message. Just when you feeling like you have imposter syndrome, I just learned that about that today. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you have imposter syndrome, or you feel like you're doubting yourself or doubting your abilities, please try your best and your best ability to cut that off, because that is just nothing but you getting in the way of you.
And if you do feel that way, if you feel like I'm not at my best or I'm not the greatest at this, then put in the fucking work and effort to mm-hmm, get there. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you need to do to get to that point where you can feel that. Because sometimes it do require a little bit more work, or sometimes we do need to polish up that resume a little bit. And take the time to actually do that. Don't just be like, oh, well, I'm not this. And that's just it, because that you'll never be that then. You need to keep it in your head. Like, even, like, I don't know, as a fucking artist, like, you just got to,
no, because Sharice is over there. No, go ahead. But,
like,
I'm sorry.
Even as an artist, like, my friends would be like, oh, you, like, you really talented right now. And I know, like, don't get me wrong, my shit is all right, but it's not where I want it to be at necessarily. But that does not stop me from being able to acknowledge my shit in the moment and be like, yes, this is great for what it is. And I do know there is more to come and it will be better, but it's going to be that way when it gets to that way.
Always pop your shit.
Mm-hmm. Pop your shit.
Pop that shit. If you selling it, if you serving it, pop your shit.
Mm-hmm. It's never a small win. Every win is a win.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
my quick positive message is.
Go ahead.
Stop being tender over these hoes. All these hoes is fucking.
Mm-hmm.
So stop being tender. Stop, like, it's tender. A lot of tender niggas and bitches out here. Mm-hmm. Just stop being tender.
Stop
everybody's
being a tenderoni.
Everybody's fucking. That's it.
You said everybody what?
Fucking.
Everybody is fucking.
So stop being
tender.
That's
where we're going to end it off right there. Everybody is fucking.
We'll see y'all on Valentine's Day.
Yes, we're going to see y'all on Valentine's Day. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm Reese.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.
Everybody fucking. Everybody's fucking.
Everybody's fucking.
And they be making love and babies
and
when they not
be
supposed
to. And if you not fucking on Valentine's Day, sorry for you.
Sucks for you.
All right. Yeah, that was good.
God.